بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. There is a narration from Hazrat Suhaib رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة. When the people of Jannah will have entered Jannah, that is all the people who are to enter Jannah, and finally the last one also has entered now, those, may Allah save us all, but had to go through Jahannam, and they too now are in Jannah. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Then Allah تبارك وتعالى will address them and say to them, تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Do you desire something? Is your intention that I should give you something more? Allah Ta'ala will have given them what great ni'mat of Jannah, and then Allah will ask them, do you intend, do you desire that I must give you something even more? Then فَيَقُولُونَ, the people of Jannah will reply and say to Allah Ta'ala, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا, that, O Allah, have you not illuminated, have you not made our faces bright and illuminated them? That is, like when a person is very happy, you can just make it out on his face, and he feels so happy about that, and what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala would have given in Jannah, so they will feel extremely happy, and they will be surprised that, is there something even more than that? How much, O Allah, you have given us? أَلَمْ تُدْخِلَنَا الْجَنَّةِ, did you not enter us into Jannah? And Jannah is a place of perpetual bliss and enjoyment and pleasure, such that la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen such enjoyment. La aynun ra'at wa la udhunun sami'at, and no ear has ever heard of such enjoyment. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar, and no human being has even ever imagined, the thought of it has not passed on him, what great ni'mat of Jannah they are. So they will say that, O Allah, have you not given us all those ni'mat? Wa tunajjina min al-nar, and O Allah, not only that, but you saved us from the fire of Jahannam also. And there also they will have known, they will have seen that how terrible the fire is. And not only that, because of our actions, but merely in the mercy of Allah, that He saves us from the fire of Jahannam and makes us enter into the blissful place of Jannah. So Allah, have you not done all this for you? Is there still something more? فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ, then Allah will remove His parda, His veil completely. On the day of Qiyamah, when Hisab Kitab will take place, then also the veil will still be there. But in Jannah now, it will be completely removed. There will be no hijab, and people of Jannah will see Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and that will be such a great joy and such a great pleasure that they will totally forget that the ni'mat of Jannah also. That the enjoyment will be so much more greater, which we can understand that if a person the ni'mat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will give that great ni'mat of showing Himself. And when Allah is that great being that has created this Jannah, so how beautiful must it be the Creator. And Allah has the means and the capacity. Allah is unlimited in everything. Allah can make Jannah even more beautiful. Allah can make the other 200 Jannahs also. But Allah is one only. And He is the laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah Ta'ala. So to get Allah is the greatest objective of a person. Even in this world, with all our ibadat and everything, the greatest objective is to find Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah will reveal Himself and show Himself, and as we have read in previous hadith, that Allah will declare that I am that I am pleased with you, and the pleasure of Allah will be the greatest thing. فما أوتوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم. Then they will have realized and understood that they had not been given anything whatsoever, but that which is more beautiful and enjoyable than witnessing and seeing Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is the greatest and most pleasurable and honorable enjoyment that they will get. And this is further as it is explained in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرًا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرًا, that the people's faces on that day will be lightened up, they will be resplendent when they will be seeing Allah Ta'ala. The effect of seeing Allah, they will find that great, great joy within them, that their faces, seeing Allah, their faces will light up also. This can be also understood by the nur of Allah, but really it is by the great pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. They will become so pleased that their faces will light up. And this is what we have to work for while we are in this dunya. Allah has given us this time not to hanker after the dunya and worry so much of the dunya. And Allah has made it a place of test and trial also, that all conditions will come on every person also. There is no person that is going to be spared. Even Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah made him also go to all the through all these tests and trials, so that in that also we don't get overtaken and absorbed in that problem of ours, but we keep in mind that great ni'mat of akhirat, and we work towards that all the time. So in this way, that this will be the greatest ni'mat in Jannah, the final ni'mat. And the author of the kitab completes his kitab also on this hadith, that the greatest ni'mat which will finally be found, that is found here also. And on that beautiful note and tone, he completes his kitab and he quotes the ayat that the people's faces will be lighted up on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the viewing of Allah Ta'ala and seeing of Allah Ta'ala, which is the greatest ni'mat. And Allah is the most merciful, the most kind. So may Allah Ta'ala take us forward, work towards that, and accept us for that, forgive us all our shortcomings, and Allah Ta'ala shows His complete and kindness and mercy upon us, that we when we get to Jannah, we get to Jannah and we get to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that will be the greatest joy, enjoyment and bliss. Wa akhiru da'wana.